Shabbos, good morning. So we begin this morning, Perek Aleph. Perek Aleph of Misgas Yisharim. So just by way of background, it's important to note that Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, who is the Mechaber of Misgas Yisharim, so there's a lot to speak about in terms of his personality. He was, the Ramchal, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, was accused of being a Sabbatian. He was accused of being a follower of Shabtai Tzvi and was banned from teaching Kabbalah or Zohar in public and doing certain things like that. But at the end of the day, even though he had to really retreat from public life in many respects, good morning, Moshe Mitzvah Nashitz, even though he had to retreat from public life in many respects, he'd never let adversity overcome him. And he, among his other time, he wrote Misgas Yisharim. Now, in the intro to Misgas Yisharim, the Ramchal says the following. He says that this Sefer is not about chidushim. You're not going to find novel ideas that you never heard before, or groundbreaking concepts that you never came across before. The Ramchal said that all of this, everything that we have in Misgas Yisharim, are simple concepts that people tend to overlook. Because Ramchal says the way that people work is we're drawn to complex and intricate ideas, but the simple things. Good morning, Shalom Aleichem. But the simple. Mazel tov. Welcome. Chaim's brother from Eretz Yisrael. There are sheets right over here. So people are drawn to the more complex ideas, and the little things which are exceptionally important for day-to-day living are the things we overlook. So the Misgas Yisharim went ahead and created a sefer to remind us about the basic fundamentals of successful living. Now, the way he did it was the Gemara brings down the idea that there's a certain progression of midos that lead to heightened qualitative living. So he structures the sefer like that. So let's begin the paragraph. Beber klal chovas ha'adam ba'olam. So before we even get into the various midos that we're supposed to acquire, so he says, explaining to us the obligation of a person in this world. So he says, Yisoda yisodos v'shora sha'avodah ha'timimuhu. The essence of all essences and the root of all avoda is sheisparer v'yisames itzel ha'adam ma chovaso ba'olamo. The fundamental question a person has to clarify for himself is, what is my obligation in this world? Ulema tzorich sheyosim mabato u'megamoso b'chol asher hu omel kol yimei chayov. And what should a person set his sights on? What should a person consider to be the goal, the finish line, to which he is working to all of his life? And I will say, it sounds like a simple thing, but what Misgas Yisharim is saying is, in order to live successfully, you have to know where you're going. Ma chovaso ba'olamo, what is my obligation in this world? Now, I just want to point out something very interesting. You know, I will say, most times in life, when we want, you know, Mr. King, move one seat over so that Mr. Martyr comes. Most times in life, when people want to make a life plan, so how do you make a life plan? Normally, what's the first question we ask ourselves? What do I want to accomplish? What do I want to accomplish? So you have to be you have to look at the words of the Messiah very carefully. What does Hashem want me to accomplish? Because sometimes in life, those two things are not the same. Sometimes what we want for ourselves versus what God wants for us are two very different things. And the Jew has to be brave enough to put his personal agenda aside and to figure out what the Ribono Shel Olam wants for me. Rav Soloveitchik discusses this in his essays actually on Purim, where he talks about people like Moshe Rabbeinu and Mordechai and Esther, people who to a certain degree are held captive by their destiny. Moshe Rabbeinu never wanted the life that he had. If you would have asked Moshe Rabbeinu, was this what you envisioned for yourself? He would have said, are you kidding? By now I would have been retired in Midian, right? Collecting my shepherd's pension, right? I would have had a house in the Midianite Catskills, whatever the equivalent was, and I would have been enjoying my grandchildren and everything would have been fine. You asked Mordechai and Esther what they thought life was going to be. They thought, according to the Gemara, that they were married, that they were going to live happily ever after and things were going to be fine. Great people understand that sometimes life calls upon us to do things that we don't want to do. But that's ma chovaso ba'olamo. That's what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not what I want to do, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need me to do? So he goes on. V'hineh, Vihine, turn the page. We'll look. You'll see the sheets are yours, of course. So on the bottom there are some footnotes with Beurim in this particular version of the Siyas Hashem with excellent footnotes. We'll point out some of them, but we're not going to do all of them. So he says the following: Vihine Masho Ranu Chachaminu Zichronim Levracha. And this is what the rabbis instruct us: Sha'adam lo nivra ela lehis anig al Hashem velehanos miziv shchinaso. On the most basic level, man was created lehis anig al Hashem to celebrate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to derive celebration from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ulehanos miziv shchinaso, and to go ahead and derive hanah, derive benefit from the radiance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu shchina. Shezehu tanug ha'amiti, v'ha'idun ha'godol mikol ha'idunim she'echolun himatzei. Because having this close connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, enjoying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, benefiting from Shechina, which we'll discuss exactly what that means, because those are very strange terms, that is the essence of all enjoyment in life. Umekom ha'idun hazeh be'emes hu'olam haba. Now, in reality, we'll say, by the way, there's coffee. So, right, is this ready?
Let me go.
No,
I'd like to actually see.
No. Oh, you want a cup of coffee? Okay. I'm sorry. So he points out over here this idea that, you know what, Greg, just leave that seat for Mr. Martyr. So he points out this idea that the real essence of man's accomplishment is felt really in Olam Haba, is really felt in the world to come. That's the essence, which gets into the general idea when we speak about schar mitzvos b'hai amaleka, that the real, it doesn't mean that there's no reward for mitzvos in this world. There is reward for mitzvos in this world. But the real essence of reward for mitzvos is really felt in the world to come. We definitely benefit, both on a spiritual and a tangible level, from mitzvos in this world, but the real essence is olam haba. However, he says, ki anivra ba'achana mitzarech ha-sadavar hazeh. Fine. Paragraph gimel. Ach haderech kedei lahagia amechos chafzenu zeh hu zeh ha'olam. But if the essence is olam haba, if that's the real essence, right, and that's ultimately the time in which we'll really be able, thank you, really be able to benefit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then this entire world is all about making sure that we have a good olam haba. Now, listen, I want to point something out over here. This is very important. That the Messiah, you know, There are two streams of thought within Judaism, and they're really both based on how you understand the Mishnah and Avos. Mishnah Avos says that this world is a prozdar, is a hallway to Olam Haba. So the truth is, you could look at that and say, and therefore, this world is not really the Iker, it's not really as important, and everything is about Olam Haba. Or you could say that, no, what the Mishnah is just telling us is, just understand that life doesn't end after this world. There's a whole another plane of existence that goes on for eternity after we finish in this world. And the only way we could go ahead and prepare ourselves for that which is to come is this world. But this world is really the Iker. This world, the life that we have here, hopefully until 120, this is really the essence. Everything else that comes, for the simple reason that this is the world we control. This is the world in which we have some kind of say. This is the world in which we have the ability to actually act, as opposed to the world to come, where we just have the ability to reap that which we sow. So I just want to be clear over here, saying even though, at the end of the day, when we speak about deriving benefit from the Shechina, that doesn't happen in this world. That happens in the world to come. Good morning, I'm all sorry. That happens in the world to come. We're going to bring down another table. Nevertheless, it's important to understand that he's not in any way demeaning or negating the power of this world. He goes on. The way to go ahead and accomplish this goal of acquiring that which we seek, which according to the Messiah's Yisharim, is this notion of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, benefiting from the Shechina, is this world. This world is like the antechamber before the world to come. And what are the means? See the construction. What are the means? You know what? What are the means by which a person goes ahead and is able to go ahead and accomplish these goals? These are the mitzvos. Hima mitzvos. Asher tziva alinu akel yisbaruch shemo. And the mitzvos themselves can only be done in this world. So Rabbosai, what comes out from this beautiful idea of the Mesilas Yesharim is the notion that the essence of this world is connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The real place where that connection is felt in a full, unadulterated sense is where? Olam Haba. But nevertheless, in order to feel that in Olam Haba, in the pure, unadulterated sense, we must do our avoda in this world. That's what this world is all about, avoda. And remember, it's not necessarily the avoda that we want to do, but it's what? It's what? It's the avoda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to do. It's not what I want to do in life, it's machovaso ba'olamo. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need from me in life? And ultimately, the means by which we create that sense of connectedness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, which is ultimately amplified in the world to come, is through the medium of mitzvos. All right, we'll stop over here for today.